Hundreds of immigrants detained at five ICE facility centers staged a hunger strike to protest the loss of about 8.5 hours worth of free phone calls every month, a pandemic-era service that's just ended.
Really heavily impacts people's ability to talk to their family, to even be able to look for legal support, and in some cases even be able to speak to legal representatives and work on their case.
Alex Mensing is communications manager for CCIJ, the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice.
Many ICE detention centers are located in remote areas where they're far away from population centers, from support. And so being able to use the phone is a critical lifeline.
The loss of a free phone service means detained immigrants will have to pay about 21 cents a minute if using the common Telmate service to talk to a loved one. That's about $12 an hour. With fees, it's as high as $17. It's costly for those incarcerated who have limited support and way more than the prison labor wages they make, says Mensing.
People have to rely on somebody outside to send them money, which many people don't have. And if they don't have someone, there's a program where people are forced to work for 8 hours a day where their labor is exploited, and they're only paid $1 a day.
A statement from Detention Watch Network says hundreds of detained immigrants went on a hunger strike at the Moshannon Valley Detention Center in Pennsylvania, run by the private prison company GEO Group. The network says guards used pepper spray on 50 people and fired non-lethal bullets. Currently, four remain in solitary confinement. Hunger strikes also took place at the Elizabeth Detention Center in New Jersey, operated by private company CivicCorps, the Batavia Service Processing Center in Buffalo, New York, where dozens also went on hunger strike. In Southern California, two hunger strikes took place at the Orange County Jail and Desert View Annex, owned by the GEO Group. Mensing says many of the detention facilities run by private companies like GEO and CivicCorps have agreements with ICE to be compensated for a minimum number of beds, even if they go empty. In some cases, raking in millions. Therefore, he says, funding for free phone calls is a matter of policy and priorities.
Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General recently filed a report showing that ICE had basically wasted over $25 million in taxpayer money on completely empty beds at Golden State Annex because they have this, you know, sweetheart deal, this contract with GEO Group, where the government is mandated to pay them for a minimum number over 500 beds, and yet there were less than 200 people who were detained. And so what happened to that money? And why is it that ICE says they can pay for these empty beds to a private prison company, but they can't pay for people to have free phone minutes?
KPFA reached out to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They did not return our request for comment by airtime. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.